Hello.
Hi, this is AJ. Stephen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. I'm calling from the National Opinion Surveys. Hope you're having a wonderful night. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few quick questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Is it in my household?
Yeah. Does anyone in your household work for like a media outlet?
No.
No? Okay. Let's see here. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race? We have white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino.
African-American.
African-American? Okay. Let's see here. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are there chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote, okay. May I ask you, what is your age?
44.
44, okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10, from 0 being not at all motivated to 10 being extremely motivated.
1.
A 1? Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same? We have much more important.
Less important.
Less important, much less important, or somewhat less important, do you think?
Much less important.
Much less important, okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? We have strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved, and yeah.
Yeah, I'd say somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied? Okay. And In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, stayed about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse? Okay. Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2. We have combating division and racism. We have protecting abortion rights. We have making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. We have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. We have fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. We have reducing crime. We have protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
6. I'm sorry, talking about that. Keep going.
Okay. We have improving K through 12 public school education. We have border security. We have creating more jobs and raising wages. We have passing common sense gun reforms to help keep the guns out of the hands of the wrong people. So thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on?
Education of the K through 12.
Okay, improving K through 12 public school education.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. So we'll start. We have Donald Trump, 0 to 100, with 100 being favorable towards him and 0 not so favorable.
What would you have? 20.
20? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Kamala Harris on a 0 to 100. We also have
20.
No, 20. Okay. And then Hill Harper. I think it's Jill Harper. I think it's on his typo, I believe.
Yeah, Hill Harper, 20.
Jill Harper, 20. Michael Rogers, 0 to 100.
Are you saying Hill Harper or Jill Harper?
See, it says Hill Harper here, but I thought it was Jill Harper.
No, Hill Harper's a guy. So if you're saying Jill, I've never heard of him.
Okay, Hill Harper. Yeah, it's with the, with the H.
Yeah, Hill Harper is a guy, yeah. 20 still.
20, okay. Mike Rogers?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him, okay. Never heard of him. Jill Stein.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her, okay. Joe Biden? 0 to 100?
20.
20? Okay. And we have Democrats in Congress, 0 to 100.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. We have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., 0 to 100.
20.
20. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay. And we have Tim Scott, 0 to 100.
20.
20. We have Elisa Slotkin, 0 to 100.
I like her, 70.
70? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And we're doing good here. We're just about done. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for which would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so. So, who would you vote for if we had Robert F. Kennedy? Undecided, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And have you recently seen, read, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
Yes, a lot. Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? We have much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
Much more favorable.
Much more favorable. Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
Forgiveness of student loans.
Forgiveness, okay. Forgiveness. Perfect. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's done or doing? We have yes a lot, yes some, only a little, nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Okay. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. We have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. We have rising crime and violence. We have a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. We have stagnant wages and rising costs. We have the lack of quality education and opportunities. We have Donald Trump getting elected president again. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. What do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American security? Nothing?
None of them at all.
None of them at all, okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with this issue, okay? So we have here growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Do you think Donald Trump would do much better? Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, Biden much better. Or you don't know.
I don't think either one of them would.
Okay, don't know?
Yeah, neither one of them.
No. Neither one of them? Okay. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Do you think Donald Trump would be much better, somewhat better, Biden somewhat
neither.
Better? Neither? Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, who do you think would handle that better? Trump much better? Joe Biden somewhat better? Joe Biden much better?
Joe Biden much better.
Much better. Securing our borders, Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, Biden much better. What do you think?
Biden
oh,
much
don't.
Better.
Biden much better?
From Biden much better.
Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Trump much better, Trump somewhat better.
Joe Biden much better.
Joe Biden much better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, Biden better, or much better.
Biden much better.
Biden much better, okay. I appreciate your patience, and we're pretty close to being done here. And generally speaking,
good. Take your
does,
time.
Well, thank you, I appreciate it. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no
less
difference?
Likely.
Much more
less
likely?
Likely.
Less likely?
Much less likely. Yeah.
Much less likely. Okay, much less likely, okay? And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair,
yeah. We have very fair, somewhat unfair,
very fair.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? We have strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're just about done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Would it be 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree? Postgraduate with a master's, MBA, law, PhD?
Postmasters.
Postmasters, okay. Postmasters. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, okay. Do you have any children? Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm conservative.
Conservative. Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or
never.
More?
Never.
Never? Never, okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Say, a little more than half.
Okay, more than half, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes? No?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and patience. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Anytime to help, man. Have a great day, sir.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Set the video, just need to set the video on it to show that it's raining, so she can't work. I'm killing it with these servers. Thank you.